This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met with the Vice President of China, Han Cheng, upon his arrival in Beijing. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that during the meeting, he conveyed India's support for China's Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, presidency. Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that the bilateral relationship between India and China has steadily been improving since the meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Xi Jinping in Kazan last October. He further asserted that an open exchange of views and perspectives between both the nations is very important. Dr. Jaishankar added that India appreciates the resumption of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra and emphasized that continued normalization of the ties between the two nations can produce mutually beneficial outcomes. Expressing his pleasure to be attending the SCO foreign ministers meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said that he is confident that discussions during his visit will maintain a positive trajectory.
Bilateral relationship has been steadily improving since the meeting of Prime Minister Modi and President Xi Jinping in Kazan. I'm confident that my discussions on this visit will maintain that positive trajectory.
The Indian Army has categorically denied its involvement in any operation that killed 19 United Liberation Front of Arm Independent Alpha I cadres, including the three top leaders of the banned insurgent group in Myanmar. Defence PRO Colonel M.S. Rawat said in Guwahati that there are no inputs with the Indian Army on such an operation. The banned insurgent group headed by Paresh Barua claimed that its eastern headquarters in Myanmar was targeted by Indian Army with drones in the early hours yesterday. The return journey of Indian astronaut group captain Subhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission will begin today. In a social media post, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said the undocking has been scheduled for today at 4:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The annual 38-day Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra that commenced on 3rd of this month is going on peacefully and seamlessly from twin routes of Nirwan Pahalgam Base Camp in South Kashmir's Anantnag district and Baltal Base Camp in Central Kashmir's Ganderbal district. The Yatra will conclude on 9th of August on the occasion of Raksha Bandhan. Heavy rainfall is likely at several places in Himachal Pradesh from today till July 17. Meteorological Centre Shimla has issued an orange alert from Kangra and Sirmaur districts on July 14, indicating the possibility of heavy to very heavy rainfall. Yellow alerts have been issued for Mandi, Shimla and Solan districts. In the third test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, India were 58-4 at stumps on day 4 in London. India currently needs 135 runs to win the Lord's Test. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian time. In tennis, world number one Jannik Sinner claimed his maiden Wimbledon 2025 title at the All England Club in London last night. He defeated defending champion Carlos Alcaraz 4-6, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4 in a high-octane final to become the first Italian man to win Wimbledon in the competition's 148-year history. Just 5 weeks after suffering a heartbreaking loss to Alcaraz in the Roland Garros final, Sinner responded with clinical composure on the centre court. The Indian benchmark indices opened lower this morning due to the ongoing US trade policy uncertainty and mixed global cues. Sensex was down 212 points or 0.24% at 82,301 and Nifty was down 49 points or 0.2% at 25,104 in the early trade. Marginal buying was seen in the mid-cap and small-cap stocks. Among the sectoral indices, auto, PSU bank, metal, realty and energy were in the green, while IT, financial services, pharma, FMCG, media and infra were major losers. Most Asia-Pacific markets traded mixed as investors reacted to renewed trade tensions. US President Donald Trump's announcement of 30% tariff on imports from the European Union and Mexico, set to take effect on August 1, unsettled markets. And that's the end of this news bulletin.